If you have a Gemara Nita in front of you, please take a look at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Gemara has Ibailuhu Isha Mahu Shetachov Balayla Vetitbal Balayla. May a woman perform the Chafifa at night prior to the Tefillah that takes place Balayla. Mar Zutra Oser Revchinen Amisur Shari. I'm a layer of Ada, Chinam Rasura, Lav Hachi of Uvda Bidvisu, the Abba Mari, Vishkalusa, the Ikut, there's a Maisa, where Abba Mari, Vishkalusa's wife, didn't want to go to the mikvah. Azam Nachman Yechle Lefiusa, Vamalei, Maisa. So she relented and appeased her, so she was prepared to go to the mikvah, but she had missed doing the Chafifa Bayom. The assumption seems to be that Chafifa should be Bayom, and the question was, are you allowed to do Balayla? Response was, Ramulei Ma'isa Hashta, who was the rush now? We already missed the window for Chafifa. We have to wait till tomorrow. To which he responded, Dudi Chasar, Tisdi Chasar, Adi Chasar, you're lacking the necessary ingredients to do Chafifa now? Are you missing the water? Are you missing the kettle to heat it up? You can do it even Balayla. The Gemara concludes with two conflicting hilchasas. The first is Isha Chafefes Bayom Tavelas Balayla, and the second is Isha Latachafel Balayla. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, Lo Kasha Hada Efshar, Hada Lo Efshar. Okay. So here we have the major machlokas Rishonim. How do we understand what's the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara, what's the assumption, and what is the conclusion? So take a look at Rashi. In the Gemara's initial question on Amud Beis, Mahav Shetachov Balayla, Rashi writes, Balel Tfilasa, Mi Amrina Mitoch Shem Meheros Tfilasa, Lo Chai Feshap. Are we concerned that if a woman is going to do the Chafifa at night because she's in a rush to get home to be with her husband, she's going to cut corners? Meaning the assumption is that Chafifa really should be performed by Yom. That's the Ikra Din preference. However, since we have this, and therefore, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to do it at night at all, because if you're worried, you want to do a good job. And then the conclusion of the Gemara, Hada Efshar, Hadal Efshar, Rashi writes, Hada Efshar, Lachuf Bayom, Chofefes Bayom. So where it's possible to do Chafifa Bayom, that is preferable, because the concern that she shouldn't be in a rush is the primary concern. Hadalo Efshar Lachuf Bayom, Kigon Motze Yantiv, Lotachuf Ella Balayla. Two of your sons here, Mose Yantav and Mose Shabbos. So where you can't do Chafifa Bayom, then you can do it Balayla. The Shach points out in Sivkat and Vav, or in Kufsani Tes, Sivkat and Vav, that really what Rashi means here is Mose Shabbos after 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because we'll see that La'alacha, you can be Marchik, the Chafifa from the Tefillah, up to 2 days inclusive, but not 3 days inclusive. So the case where under no circumstances can you get away with Chafifa Bayom is where you have a three-day gap of Isser Malacha. Okay. But Rashi understands that the Lichachila, that Me'ikra did, if not for other considerations, it would have been better to do the Chafifa Balayla to be Masmech Chafifa to Tfila. However, there is a counterbalancing consideration that we worry the woman's going to be in a rush if you don't do it at night. Therefore, lechachila, you're supposed to do it, all things being equal, you're supposed to do it by yom to avoid the problem of being rushed. And where doing it by yom is impossible, then you're allowed to do it by laila. Sidrei Torah raises the question in Sukkot and Yud Aleph, Kufsani Tes Yud Aleph, according to Rashi, how much of a Bidi Eved is Chafifa Balayla? In a situation, the Rashi explains that Delo Efshar is where there's a, it sounds like, halachic impediment to doing the Tefillah Balayla. But let's say there's no halachic impediment. Let's say, for whatever reason, you didn't do the chafifa bayom, are you allowed to then do the chafifa balayla? So Sidrei Tara asks that as a question within Rashi. The way Tosis presents Rashi, Dibur Maskal Kach Amru, Tosis seems to understand within Rashi that chafifa is mutter balayla. It's just preferable to do it by yom, but if you didn't do it by yom, then you definitely could do it by laila. And that's what the Tosas writes. Pirush Rashi, Hada Esher Lachov by yom, Kigon Bimei Achol, Chofefetz by yom, Tavelas by laila. Hada Lo Esher Lachov by yom, Kigon She'irat Filasa Masi Shabbos, Tintacha Be'er Shabbos, Tarcha Gyosim Midai Min Filasa, Chofefetz by laila Filasa Masi Shabbos. So that's a case where it's only a one-day gap, where Me'ikar Adin, you could have done Chafifa Bayom, but because there's a longer gap between Chafifa and Tvila, so then there's a consideration to do it Balayla. But it doesn't sound like Tosus would go to the extent to say that according to Rashi, it's Li'ikuva, that barring an extreme case, you can't do it Balayla at all. Okay. The Shach, who is partial to Rashi's position here, Shachan Sefkat above, thinks that Rashi is the smoother reading of the Gemara, and that's the smoother reading of the Maskana, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa, Hado Efsher. Hado Efsher, Efsher means if it's possible to do it by Yom, you do it by Yom. Lo Efsher is where there is a impediment to do it by Yom, then you can do it by Laila.
How
to explain in the Gemara and some Sound Bezbo, we say the Pasuk in the Gemara says the question of how much of a gap can you have between Chafif and Tefillah. The Gemara has three scenarios of a 1-day gap, 2-day gap, 3-day gap. And then the Gemara says, Darash Maremer Hilchasak Rav Chista Ubkin Mitaretz Rav Yemar, namely.
Over Shabbos and Over Shabbos Yantas,
but not over 3 days.
Yeah.
Right.
But Tosu is saying Rashi explained this Gemara, resolving with this Gemara, as Leil Tefillah is Yantas.
Right, so the Shach is not saying that Tosu. The Shach, I'm sorry?
Leil Tefillah is Yantas, how. It's Motzei Yontif. How is
Leil Tefillah
Yontif?
Again?
If it's Motzei Yontif, how?
If what's
Motzei Yontif? Leil
Tefillah is Motzei Yontif. Right.
Leil Tefillah is Motzei Yontif. We can't have both of those. It's saying explicitly it's Motzei Yontif.
What saying it's Motzei Yontif? I'm sorry? Which case?
The case where we're Matthew going Shabbos and then one day Yontif and going Motzei Yontif.
Shabbos one day
Yantiv.
Where Yantiv is Friday, and then you have Shabbos, and you go to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos.
The other way, Shabbos Yantiv, but either way.
You go either way, right?
But you can then have Motzei. You can have Leil Tefillah also be Yantiv, which is how Tosha is explaining it.
In Tamar, hi, the best kin of Leil Hilchasak Rav Chista, Kibitaris of Yemar, Lokai, that doesn't stay at the Maskana. Dachar Mina, the Enoch of Efes, Ere Shabbos, Vitoveles, the Motzei Shabbos. Yish Lomar, the Eagle Oak May, Psakta Leil, Shalel Tulas, the Motzei Shabbos, Vihu Yantiv. So then you have to do Chafifa and Ere Shabbos. Because you can't do Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos is the Yantif. So you're asking what?
The second case of the is where it's a 2-day delay, where it's Shabbos and then 1-day Yantif. and Motzei Yom Tov, and even more so where it's Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, you obviously can't have Yom Tov after Rosh Hashanah. So it's obviously talking about a case where you have, it's the week, those people that are doing the week.
So that's the thing, you're talking about a case where Shabbos is Shabbos, and Shabbos is followed by Yom Tov.
One day of Yom Tov.
One day of Yom Tov.
And Lil Tfil is what?
And Lil Tfil is Motzei Shabbos.
But you have the second case.
What do you mean you have the second case?
Where does the two get at? We pass them like one and two day gap to allow for Shabbos and then Shabbos Yom Tov.
I'm not sure you're asking. Tosfos Kash. I'm sorry?
According to Rashi, which I was saying, it's better to do it at night than to delay so much. So why isn't Rashi saying the case with Shabbos Yom Tov that you just go Leil Tefillah Motzei Yom Tov? In the case with Shabbos Yom Tov, Leil Tefillah is Yom Tov, you can't, because you can't do Chaviva.
Right.
In the case with Shabbos Yom Tov, Motzei Yom Tov, you can do Chaviva Leil Tefillah.
In a case where, in which case? Where you have Shabbos, Yom Tov is Sunday, Leil Tefillah is when?
Shabbos, Yom Tov is Sunday, Leil Tefillah is Sunday night. According to Rashi, Rashi would say it's better to do it Leil Tefillah than to late so much. And he's only saying you do it so much when it's not possible to even do Leil Tefillah.
Not sure. We'll to move on to cover ground, but we look at it after. Fine. So that's the position of Rashi. The Shah favors Rashi that had the Efshar, had the Lo Efshar. Efshar is Lachaf Ayam, Chafafes Bayam, Lo Efshar Lachaf Ayam, only then Chafafes Ba Laila. And then Tosfos quotes the position of the Shiltos, which is the position of Rav Yishonim, Chachmei Sfarad, Dorset. According to the Shiltos, lichachila, you always do tefillah at night. So ultimately, we're not concerned that a woman's going to be mehuma lebesa, and the ideal time for chafifa sari is always at night. You shouldn't be marking the chafifa from the tefillah. And the only time we do chafifa bayom is where it's impossible to do chafifa b'layla. Let's say you have a Leil Tefillah on Leil Shabbos, then you can't do chafifa b'layla. You have no choice but to do it b'yom. So according to the Shiltos, the way you read the Maskanas, the Gemara, the Abbas, the Lokasha, Hada Efshar, Hada Lo Efshar, Hada Efshar, where it's possible to do a b'layla, you do a b'layla. Hada Lo Efshar, where it's not possible to do a b'layla, Kigon, Leil Shabbos, then you do it on Friday b'yom. The Rambam is more in the Shiltos camp with a slight difference. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Mikvos, Halacha Tazayin, Perek Beis, Halacha Tazayin, as follows. Takanas Ezrahi Sheti Isha Chafefes Esar V'Achakach Tikvo. V'im Efshar La'Lachav B'Layla V'Litbol Miyah Tekev L'Chafif Areza Mishubach. Optimally, if it's possible to do Chafifa B'Layla, that is preferred. U'Bishas Adchak. Oh, Mibnei Acholi. If there's a Shas Chak situation or a Choli situation, Chafefes Afilu Be'er Shabbos, V'Tavel Samas Shabbos, she can do the Chafifa Bayom, even if there's going to be a gap between, a gap of a day, between Erev Shabbos Chafifa and a Motzei Shabbos Tevila. So, what stands out in the Rambam. The Rambam says you could be chofefes by yom, even Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. But what about a 2-day gap? Shabbos Yontif. So then it sounds like that far you can't be marking the chafifa from the tefillah. Right, which is not like the way we understood Rav Chisdok and the Taurus of Yemar. The Siddur Tar points this out in some Katya Nizayin. He just notes that this position, the Rambam, doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. It's not quoted even as a Yesh Omrim by the Mechaber. Fine. Yeah.
For the Rambam, when he says Shas and Chak, you can't do it during the day, does that mean that you need meaning there's an onus and you need a very good reason, as opposed to if there's like a practical inconvenience that you'd have to change your whole schedule, would he say that no, that's not good enough, so you should not go during the day and you'll have to wait until the next night?
It's hard to describe exactly the parameters of Shas Adrak, but we'll talk in the Lashon of Rambam, we'll talk Lemaisa, how Poskim you talk about these kinds of situations, but it's hard to describe exactly what the Rambam's parameters of Shas Adrak.
But one of the reasons I ask him the Rambam is because he says to do it at night is Meshubach, which isn't such a strong language. I mean, it sounds like he says it's preferable, not that it's ma'akev in any situation, it's just better.
Right, it's definitely not ma'akev. Correct. So, that is correct. So it's definitely arguable that you'd have a lot of latitude to define that Shas Adrak. Correct. Okay. Then, Tosus, after quoting the Shiltos and the Rush as well, goes on to say as follows. Mia lefi minag hanashim shel achshav sheshavas b'merchas ad alayla mutar lachov bayom af lefi Shiltos. Even the Shiltos who says that you should do chafifa b'layla to be masmer chafifa l'tvila would agree that according to what he calls the contemporary minag, that the woman would start the chafifa bayom and engage in the chafifa until it's layla, then that's having your cake and eating it too. So that'll satisfy the shiltos, because as long as you're engaged in chafifa, even if it's over a protracted period of time, that's still considered tekef lechafifa or samach lechafifa tefila. And then you're also being marviach shitas Rashi that you're doing chafifa bayom, you're starting a bayom. The shiltos would only object if you do the chafifa bayom and then you stop and do something else and come back to be tovelos later. That's a long protracted chafifa. That is a commendable, preferable minhag to do the chafifa starting bayom and go into laila. That way you satisfy all shitas, and that's the minhag that Tosfos and the Rush reference. You take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Sadi Tes, Seif Gimel. Chafifa tzricha liyos chachila samach l'tfila. V'yaminag ha-kasher shetaske lachlo v'yom. V'yasekes b'chafifa ad shetachshach. V'yas titbol. So that's the minhag kosher that Tosfos referenced. And then he goes on, we quoted last time, the second minhag kosher in Tosfos, to do srika, samach l'tfila as well, even if you did a chafifa already earlier. Okay, so what is the samach? Chafifa srika liyasach chachila samach l'tfilasa. So in the Shir Shevet Levi, he notes that usually samach is a half hour, as we discussed in the context of the half sektara. However, the Urayim here, in the Quran quote, this Urayim, it says that it's 3 hours, or the actual Lashon of Urayim in front of us, Simen Kavav, is samach chafifa perish beis shaos o begimel. That samach would include as much as 2 or 3 hours prior to tevila. Okay. But the Gaon points out here, Sifkat in Yud Aleph, that this psak in the Mechaber, Chafifa Tzvichel Lechachila Samach Letzvilasa, that's basically going with the Shiltos, which is the position of Rav Poskim. And then the Min HaKasher is to try to be Choshish for all Shitos as reflected in Tosfos. Now the Ramah goes on, V'shah Fadchak, Shetzvicha Lachuf Bayom, Oshi Efshar Lachuf Bayom, Zicha Lachuf Balayla, Yechol Lassos. If there's a need to do Chafifa Bayom, you could do Chafifa Bayom, as long as she's not in a rush and she does a proper chafifa. Right, and that's then leads into what the Ramah says in Sif Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Chal Tfilasa Mose Shabbos, Sheyafshir Lachav Mibod Yom, Tachav Palel Tfilasa. So the Mechaber, who holds that chafifa lechachilas balayla, says pasha that if tefilas mosay Shabbos, so you can't do the minhag of starting by yom, so you do everything balayla because mikra din, that's when chafifa is supposed to be. And the Ramah says, mikol mako minhag yafuhu shetirchatz heite b'erev Shabbos, mosay Shabbos taksa v'tachav v'tisak mat. No, that you could even, you're marvia something by doing tefillah bayom in this situation too. You do the tefillah, chafifa bayom in this situation too. You do a chafifa erev Shabbos, and then you do another chafifa motzai Shabbos. And the Shach in Sifkat and Vav assumes that Evan agrees the lechachila is in a regular situation to do like the Minah Kasher, but if push comes to shove, if you can't do that, so then the Shach assumes that Tefillah Bayom is preferable to Chafifa Bayom, is preferable to Chafifa Balayla. Yeah.
Has anyone discussed what the worry is that the reason to do it during the day is because if it was at night, she would be rushing? Because
she's in a rush to get home. If you're going to do it in the daytime, so you can't go home until you go to the mikveh after dark anyway.
Meaning so
you're not in a rush anyway. If you do it benachas, we're worried. If you do it at night, you're going to be in a rush, you won't do the chafifa properly.
Meaning so she and her husband can be together.
Right.
Not any other, like it's night,
right.
It's hard to do things.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is the, so going with the psak of the Mechaber and the Rov Rishonim, that the primary value is that you should be masmich the chafifa to tefillah, and you only do chafifa bayom if there's a shas adchak kind of situation, as we saw in Lashon Rambam. So what are the parameters of that shas adchak lahalacha? The Dark Yeshuva, of course, in Sifkat and Kavdalit from the Sefer Teferes Tzvi, that it has to be a universal onus, just like we discussed in the context of Bimatri Tefillah Bayom. Those are chronim who said against the Rambam that it has to be a universal onus, like the lions or the listim. Here too, it has to be a universal onus. What's the universal onus? Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is Motzei Shabbos for everyone. So then you can't do chafifa. Or the other way. If you have to do, so let's go back to Lashon HaRambam. Right, Lashon HaRambam was, Im efshar lalachuf balayla v'lipol miyad takad l'chaviv reza meshubach v'shas adchak v'nei choli chafef v'zafila b'er Shabbos v'tovas mosei Shabbos. So that's a kind of a shas adchak situation that applies to everyone. If you're going to, you're going to the mikvah mosei Shabbos, you can't do chafifa, you can't do chafifa Bayom. I'm sorry, the other direction. If you're going to the mikveh for Friday night, you go to the mikveh for Friday night, so then you can't do chafifa balayla, then you have to do Chafif Bayom. So that's a universal situation. But the Shevet Levi points out, so the Rambam also has Machmas Koli. So clear on the Rambam, just as we saw in the Rambam by Tefillah Bayom, that Choli, an individual Choli, is enough of a reason to be Matur Tefillah Bayom, Hashmini. So here too, Choli is enough of a reason to relax the requirement of be Masmir Chafifa to Tefillah. And the Marshal talks about this in the context of Tznias, of the master Tfilasa. Marshal Simon Vav, with the Shach references here in Sivkatan Vav, was asked about a mikvah that is close to the shul. So the woman doesn't want to do Chafifa Bayom because that's going to be too public. So Lichachila, she should be doing Chafifa Bayom to be masmich, to fulfill the Minhag Yisrael of the Minakasha referenced by the Mechaber here, to start by Yom and then continue by Laila. But if a woman doesn't want to do that because it's uncomfortable, people may notice her going into the mikvah during the daytime, so then just do the Chafifa by Laila. Lashon Marshal, Ein Zakari Bittel Minag the Heter Isser. If you're going to tell a woman this situation, just arrive at night, and you'll be mevater on the minhag kosher of starting the chafifa bayom. So that's not called being mevater the minhag. El adarabba tikun v'geder hu latakein shelo yibalu be'inyan sheyagishar anashim tefila. So that's not a bitul minhag, that's a tikun. That you're making things better, not putting women in a situation in which their tznius are going to be compromised. So that's just a chumrah to be choshish for shitas Rashi to start b'vod yom, not necessarily mikra din. So if there's another consideration, then you can relax that min hakasher and tell the woman l'chachila to just do the chafifa b'alayla. Shira Shevet Levi says same is true if you don't have enough hot water in the daytime for whatever reason, that the hot water will be properly heated to do the chafifa night. You don't have access to hot water in the daytime. So then be mevater on this minakasher and just do the chafifa at night. Then he discusses, what about I'm going to do chafifa bayom in the winter time. You have to start at 4 o'clock. So who's going to watch the kids? So Rav Osner says that someone's learning on Kolel, he should leave Seder and go home so his wife can do start Chafifa Bayom, as long as it won't be obvious to anyone why he's leaving. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, page Reis Amachas, that no, you shouldn't be Mevatel your learning, you shouldn't be Mevatel your Chavrusa's learning, just be Mekayim this minig of Chafifa Bayom. Especially Nikar Adin, we assume, like the Shelta said, Ikra Chafifa is Balayla. So as long as it's not going, as long as by keeping the regular Sarim, you're not going to cause your wife to go to the mikvah at past closing hours, then you shouldn't be Mevatel the Sarim. Usher.
Like for an example where it's Friday night, and it would be this, especially with the kids being home and a lot of people coming back from shul, will be very complicated for, and with the expectation of on time Shabbos dinner, it would be very complicated for the woman to be able to go after, I would imagine. So would it be, are there cases where, for example, a husband could not go to Minyan, daven at home, stay with the kids,
yep,
his wife could?
Definitely. That's a slightly different question. Here we're talking about whether to do Chafifa Bayom or be Mevatel Chafifa Bayom to do Chafifa Balayla.
Right.
You're asking a slightly different question that goes to the Tznius issue. But yeah, if your kids are young enough that they're not going to notice or be suspicious that the husband is staying home from Shul to Davin, because once your kids get to a certain age, then that's Milsa de Tmiya. But yeah, if your kids are young enough, then definitely, 100%. So you know, Rav Avner and Rav Yashar were talking about having the husband leave Kola to come home. There are husbands that also work, so it's usually not practical for the husband to come home from work 3 hours early, so his wife can do Chafifa Bayom. And some women also work, so it's impractical for them to leave work early. So, you know, Lemaisa, in many situations, even though there is a Minna Kasher to start Chafifa Bayom, in many situations it's not practical. There are other Cheshvanos, and Nikar Adin, we assume, like the Shiltos, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Ikar Chafifa is Balayla, so where you can't fulfill a Minna Kasher, still okay. The Badr Shulchan just points out, Be'urim page Kuf Aleph, that common practice is that in many situations where Mevater on this Minna Kasher, so women have kids that they're taking care of, they're at work, there's pressure, so it's not really practical to do Chafifa Bayom. He quotes that his son-in-law asked, why don't you do the following? The reason that there's a preference to do Chafifa Bayom is that she shouldn't be Mehuma Labesa. It's nothing about Bayom per se. It's that you have to do it in a relaxed state. So a woman knows that it's going to the mikvah on Wednesday night. She's not going to have time to start the Chafifa before it gets dark on Wednesday night. Bayom, too much is going on. So maybe she should do the Chafifa on Tuesday night. Benachas, just like the Ramah says, the Chachil, if you have a Leil Tefila Moshe Shabbos, you should do the Chafifa Friday Mibod Yom, Benachas. So if you have a Tefila on Wednesday night, you can't do the Chafifa Wednesday during the day, do the Chafifa Tuesday night. So then you're Marviach, that you have the ability to do the Chafifa Benachas, you won't be Mehum Labesa, and then you'll do another Chafifa prior to tefillah, just like what we the Ramah says to the Chachila, if you have a Friday night, if you have a Motzei Shabbos tefillah. So the Badr Shulchan quotes to his son-in-law that the Levush explained why is it that this works to do a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos where the tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. Because we're not worried that you're going to touch things that are going to create chatzitzes over Shabbos. Over Shabbos, activities are relatively restricted. So there's less of a concern that the woman's going to be busy with her hands or other parts of her body and touching things that are going to create a chatzitza. So that's only true over Shabbos. But any other time, if you're going to do chafifa long before the tefillah, it's pointless because you're going to be in a situation of touching other Dvar Mechotzesim and you're going to have to start the whole Chafifa from beginning to end from scratch again. So you're not Marviach anything by doing it earlier. That's his suggestion. Okay. How long should Chafifa take? Darkei Tshuva in Sifkatan Kaf Gimel says half an hour. Marshal in that Tshuva Siman Vav, where he talks about dispensing with the Minna Kasher in a situation where that could lead to a violation of Tznias, says if the woman is going to do the Chafifa all Balayla, where we're worried on some level she shouldn't be Mehuma Labesa, so to counteract that concern of she shouldn't be Mehuma Labesa, we say you have to spend a full hour on the Chafifa. Because that way, if you're timed that you have to spend an hour on the Chafifa, you're not going to cut corners because you have to spend the full hour anyway.
Who's that?
That's the Marshal. Marshal Siman Vav. The Marshal is the origin of this practice of ascribing a 1 hour shiur to the chafifa when chafifa is done at night. If it's done in the daytime, so then we're not worried about mehumah lebesa. There's no 1 hour requirement. At night, worried about mehumah lebesa, 1 hour is going to restrict you from rushing. Rav Vosner says that this hour isn't just an hour. The hour doesn't mean an hour of the bathtub. It means an hour for all the preparations inclusive. That's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv as well. That's how you calculate the hour. Even though nowadays it's conceivable that we have better soap, better hygienic implements, better hygiene in general. So it's that which would have taken an hour in the time Rashal probably takes less time now, but that's a minute to spend an hour regardless. In a situation where you can spend an hour, because of Avil Yashiv, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes, let's say a lot of people at the mikvah and everyone's rushing and you don't have the hour to spend, or the hour's late, the mikvah's about to close, and they're rushing you out. So then, at the very least, you have to figure out how much time does it really take to do the preparation, and say to yourself, you're not going to do it in less than that time that you think is reasonable. Ramosha writes something. Ramosha wrote pretty much the same himself. Chelet Beis Yardei is Simen Pei Aleph. Chelet Beis Simen Pei Aleph. He's talking about a situation where they only open the mikvah Samach L'Tzeis HaKochavim, so you can't do the Min HaKasher of starting the Chafifa Bayom in the mikvah. So is it better to do the Chafifa at home and then go to the mikvah for the tefillah, then there'll be a little bit of break between the Chafifa and the tefillah, or better to do everything at the mikvah Balayla?
Why is there a problem with going from house to base tefillah?
All things being equal, it's better that it should be samach mamish. Because maybe you'll have some chassidus will come up on the way. So Moshe says, better to go to the mikvah and do everything there and just assume ahead of time that you're going to do it for a set amount of time. So better to do like the Marshal, an hour. And if you know that you don't need a full hour, so at the very least, you should convey the amount of time that you think is necessary and say to yourself, you're not going to leave in less than that amount of time. Okay. So Tefillah Moshe Shabbos, we saw that the Mechaber says you just do chafifa b'leil tefilasa. The Ramah says minhag yafeh is to do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos and then another chafifa Motzei Shabbos, because that's the Ramah who holds that the ikur chafifa is Motzei Shabbos, and there's a hiddur of doing chafifa b'yom as well. So do chafifa b'yom Erev Shabbos, the ikur chafifa is Motzei Shabbos, and the Erev Shabbos chafifa is a hiddur. According to the Shach, the Chafifa and Erev Shabbos is Mikra Dit, because the Shach assumes like Rashi, that Chafifa Bayom is the primary Chafifa. So then, according to the Shach, there's a lot less wiggle room to dispense with the Erev Shabbos Chafifa. We generally assume, like the Ramah, that all things being equal, better to do a Chafifa and Erev Shabbos, but there again, things are sometimes that's impractical. Kids getting ready for Shabbos, short Friday. So then, Ikar Adin, the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos is sufficient. The Sidrei Torah in the end of Sifkatan Kaf discusses the parallel question of when to do a Chafifa in the following Avela situation. He quotes the Chuvas Panim Iros, Seven Ches. Sidur Tara, the end of Sukkot and Kaf. Anita, whose Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, and she gets up from Shiva on Shabbos day. So usually, if you have a tefillah Motzei Shabbos, we tell you to lechachila do a chafifa on Friday. On Friday, she's still in Avelis. So what gives here? Gives here. Do we say that even though she's in Avelis, this isn't a rechitza shel tanuk, and you should do the chafifa on Friday to be mekayim this minhag of doing the chafifa bayom? Or do we say, since be'ikar adin, all you need is chafifa Motzei Shabbos, so that's not enough grounds to allow this woman who's in Avelis to do the chafifa on Friday? So the Panim Ira says, yeah, let her do it on Friday. It's not considered to be a rechitza shel tanuk. And the Siddur Torah doesn't like that. L'nistayti nira l'horas shelo tachav amotzei Shabbos samach l'tfila. Why? Da'filu be'erev tishabav sharechitza eina ela minag veina aser midina. So rechitza during Shavu Shechalbo is only aser misho minag. It's only aser mikar din on tishabav itself. And nevertheless, the Rama Paskins, Tafkuf Nun Aleph, as follows. Afilu im tavelis leel yudbav, a woman's leel tfila is motzai tishabav. Mutu la lirchos b'erev tishabav, mi efshar la lirchos leel yud. You'll have to do the chafifa on erev tishabav if you won't be able to do a motzai tishabav. Mashma, if you could do a Motzei Tisha B'Av, then you don't do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. So even though the Issur Rechitza on Erev Tisha B'Av is only a minug, it's not Mikra Din is only an Issur on Tisha B'Av itself, yet the Rama says that all things being equal, you shouldn't do the Chafif on Erev Tisha B'Av. So Kol Shekein says the Siddur Tara, women is in Avelis where the Issur Rechitza during Shiva is Mikra Din, you should not do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, which is still Toch Shiva, even though it's not a Rechitza Shal Tanuk. So that's what Siddur Torah says against the Panim Eros, and that's what the Beis Hillel says on the side of Shulchan Aruch, that it's only, the Rama was only Matur Chafifa Erev Tisha B'Av, where it would be impossible to do it Masai Tisha B'Av. And the Be'er Halacha there points out in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, this is the Rama L'Shitasa, because the Rama holds that Mikra Adin, Chafifa only needs to be Balayla. Doing it by Yom is simply a Chumrah, a Minakasher. So that Minakasher doesn't trump the Issur Rechitza during Shavu Shechalba, during the 9 days. That's the Be'er Halacha quotes from the Dagel Revava, that is the Rama Lishitas. According to the Shach who assumes that the Chafifa Bayom is Mikra Adin, the Shach assumes like Rashi. So then according to the Shach, you should do the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av, because that Chafifa is Mikra Adin. Okay. Mishabrua, Tafkuf Nundalis of Katin Yuches, Tafkuf Nundalis of Katin Yuches, and the Sharitzian, they're quoting from the Magen Avraham. So they paskin that if Leil Tefila is the night of Tisha B'Av, and then we obviously don't go to the mikvah the night of Tisha B'Av, we push that off till Motzai Tisha B'Av. So in that case, Magen Avraham paskins, you do Chafifa L'Chachila on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's against the Rama. Right? The Rama will always say that since Mikra Din, the Ikra Chafif is always Balayla, so then if Leil Tefila is Motzei Tisha B'Av, or if Leil Tefila is Tisha B'Av and is pushed off the Motzei Tisha B'Av, either way, you don't do the Chafifa Hayom. According to the Shach, and the Magen Avraham seems to be like the Shach, the Ikra Chafifa is Bayom, or the requirement doing Bayom is more Mikra Adin, so then you would do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. By the Shulchan explains, page Kufhei in the Beirim, that you could understand the Padam Beiros, who is Matir, Chafifa Mibod Yom for the Avela, even though he presumably would agree, or may agree to the Ramah, not to allow Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. You could distinguish based on the following. He says as follows, that if you assume like the Levush that we quoted before, that the reason in a Motzei Shabbos tefillah that you can do Chafifa Mibod Yom and Erev Shabbos is because you're not going to be touching Dvar Machotzim over Shabbos, so that's unique to Shabbos. So there it makes sense, even though you're marking the Chafifa and the tefillah, but you gain something by doing the Chafifa by Yom. So, in the situation of the Avela who's getting up from Shiva on Shabbos day, so then, there the Panamira says, do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, even though you're going to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos, because there you're Marviya something with that Chafifa, because you're not going to be touching Dvar Mechotzim over Shabbos. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, so there, it's worse, because over Tisha B'Av, you'll be touching Dvar Mechotzim. It's a regular weekday. So then, you're not even Marviach too much by doing the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. So even if in principle, you should have said based on the Ramah, or you could have said based on the Ramah, not to do the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av, but maybe there's another consideration, that the Chafifa over Tisha B'Av is not going to be so effective if you did it before because it will touch the Dvar Mechotzim. So that's at least as far l'chalik between Tisha B'Av and a woman who's in Avelis. Yeah.
For Erev Tisha B'Av, why is it, I realize we don't want to push off going to the mikvah, but mm-hmm. if it's more of an Erev Tisha B'Av, like it's probably as intense as the 9 days could be.
Right.
Why not push off by, I guess, in this case, 2 days?
We're gonna go to the mikvah mostly Tisha B'Av anyway. Yeah. Right? So then, some Ikra din, you can do the Chafifa B'Laila. But if... So you're saying, if you assimilate the Shach, so why not push it off? Because we don't... The only 2 days a year you don't go to the mikvah are Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We don't push things off afterwards. If there's a way to do it, even the Shach will acknowledge there's a way to do it. So even if that way means trumping the minhag of the Isra Rechitza during the 9 days, but all things considered, that's a acceptable cheshbon.
So just in terms of the Isra Rechitza during the 9 days?
That's only minhaga. Ikar did, it's only antishu. It's a minhag, not, right? That's minhaga, not midina. Even Avelis, there's Medina. So that's the part of me where it says if it's a Rechitza Shel, that Eina Shel Tanug, that could be Mutter also. Because if it's Eina Shel Tanug, that is Mutter Medina. Fine. Just to conclude with one more brief subtopic here. The Gemara in Samach Vav Amud Beis has the following scenario. Amar Rav is the second long line. So Wim went to the mikvah, and then she finds a chatzitz on her. If she did the chafifa right before the tefillah, then you have the right to assume that the chatzitz adhered to her after the tefillah because she did a proper chafifa, and she doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. But if the chafifa wasn't right before the tefillah, then you have to do chafifa and tefillah again, because we're concerned that maybe the chatzitza was there from the beginning. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Don't say she hasn't
got mechvah. Im lav tzvicha lacha for litvo.
Yeah. Rambam says she has got mechvah.
We didn't get to the Rambam yet. I'm sorry?
But I'm just saying how you're reading.
What?
I'm saying translate that to explain the Rambam.
What do we need to translate that?
That she doesn't need to do chaviva and tefillah. You're reading.
I'm just reading the Gemara. we'll get to the Rambam. Im samach lechafifa tavla ena svicha lachav lipo, v'im lav svicha lachav lipo. So the Rambam is totally on yourself here, the Rambam rifle. But let's just read the Gemara lefanina. Okay?
It's based on this Rambam.
I'm sorry?
On this Gersa. He has different Gersa.
So the Rambam.
You can read the Rambam based on this Gersa. So.
The Rambam has really had a different Gersa, no?
What? You couldn't explain. You said, but sorry, it's wrong. She doesn't need to do both.
That's how the Rambam understood.
Yeah,
but that's not necessarily. I'm sorry?
I'm just saying it could be based on the Gersa. It doesn't even need that.
Okay, so based on the things that is totally in Gersa. Okay, fine. You're 5 steps ahead of me. Okay. Ika da Amri. Im ba'osa yom shachafa v'atavla eina tzvicha lacha v'lipo. V'yam la tzvicha lacha v'lipo. Ika da Amri. That if the chafif was on the same day as the tefillah, you don't have to redo. If it's not on the same day, you have to redo. Mai benayu, what's the difference between the two lushonos? Ika benayu lemismach lechafifa tefillah. Do you need chafifa samach letefillah? Lemechaf biyamama ulemitbal belelya. So let's hold on to that for a second. The first nafkamina is a mismach lechafifa tvila. That we understand. According to the first lush in the Gemara, everything's dependent on whether this the chafifa samach letvila. According to the second lush, it doesn't have to be samach mamish. As long as it's on the same day, you could be makel not to require another chafifa / tvila. What's the second lush? What's the second nafkamina? L'meichaf b'yamama u'l'mitba b'leilya. To do chafifa b'yom and tefila b'leila. So Rashi, it's not clear whether Rashi was goris these four words b'chlau. And the Rav at Shara Tefila Gimel Dalid was not goris these words. The Baal Mor does have these words, and it's somewhat unclear what the nafkamina reflected by these words is. Because if it means literally what it sounds like, the nafkamina is to do chafifa bayom and tefillah balayla, how's that a nafkamina? According to the Lishna Kama, that you need samach chafifa tefillah, so if you did chafifa bayom, that's not considered samach. And according to the second Lashon, if he did chafifa bayom and tefillah balayla, that's also no good. So how is that a nafkamina between the first lashon and the second lashon?
How is that not samach?
I'm sorry?
How is that not samach? Do chafifa right before it says, tefillah right after it says.
There's no indication that is the only case we're talking about. I mean, samach chafifa tefila sounds like any time it's samach chafifa. No? But how would you understand that? How do you want to understand that nafkamina of lemechav b'yom lemilpa b'layla? Nafkamina is do chafif b'yom and tefila b'layla. According to the first lashon, says it has to be samach. Then what do you want to say?
So nafkamina is if you're samach.
So what's the nafkamina? According to the first lashon that says you need tackle the samach chafifa tefila, then what?
Then that's good.
What?
That's good.
What's good?
That is samach. Right before and after
says. If you do the chafifa bayom and the tefillah balayla, but only where it's right one after the other. So that's adding more in than what it says. No?
It says l'smoch chafifa tefillah.
Right.
It's right before and after tefillah. If you're also...
Why does it have to be before and after tefillah?
Because it's l'mecha b'yamamol and kol l'mitbol balayla.
Well, that's the word that says nafkamina is.
Nafkamina is in a case.
Nafkamina... I'm sorry? You're saying that where you did the chafifa bayom and the tefillah b'layla, where they're right next to each other, so then that's considered some but was on the same day. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a little bit ikar chaser then, because then it should have said lemechaf biyamama and to be tovel right away.
Isn't that just
listen
up
all
the
people
too?
That's
the only way to do it. Just to have
it right before an afkamina. Yeah. Well, that's the only case in which that could be an afkamina, but if you're saying that's an afkamina, you should say more explicitly that's a case of an afkamina. Could be that's what it means. The Rashba writes Lamed Aleph and Beis and Taras Baisa Aruch Lamed Aleph and Aleph and Taras Baisa Katsar. That Samuch in this context, Samuch Chafifa Tefila means that day, either that day or that Ona. So the Gaon is bothered, Sifkat and Kavzala, so that then isn't that Lishna Kama. The second Lashon says it has to be the same day. And if Samach means the same day, so then what's the difference between the two Lashonos? That is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Chafa ve'ina v'tavla b'aliyasa nimsa l'adarachotzeis im besoch ona she chafa tavla ina svichat v'lacheres v'm la svichat v'lacheres. It depends on whether it's in the same 12-hour period. You look at the shach, so katin yidalid yesh poskim ein mechakim ein toch ona ela bein savach l'tvila lo she mechafifa savach l'tvila ein savach l'asa v'lacha v'litbo v'm la svichat l'asa v'lacha v'litbo machloksen tali begirsa. Yesh lahachmir kibbeis hadeos. There has to be both samuch and in the same ona. So shach says you have to be choshish both lashonos, and you can only be meko where it's in the same ona and the same day, and samuch. Vadi writes that if you start the chafif in the daytime and then you go past Shkia, that's also considered the same ona, the same day, because since Bein HaShmashos is Safek Laila, and Iker Chafifa is only a Dinder Abanan, then you can be able to consider Bein HaShmashos part of the previous day. Okay, looks like we're out of time. We're not going to get to the Rambam. Maybe I'll just send you a couple other ha'aros in print rather than doing another shiur, because we don't really need another full shiur. And then we're starting chazara. The chin will be a week from the session. Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Sorry?